Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Shkalim, Daf Yurchet Amud Aleph in the pagination in the Bavli, looking at the fifth Mishnah, although it's printed here as Mehalacha Dalad, in the sixth Perek. This is our final podcast of the sixth Perek. Shloshasar Shofarot HaYu B'Mikdash. As I mentioned earlier, among the 13s, there were 13 collection boxes in the Mikdash. Ketuv Aleihen, we are marked, Taklin Charetin, New Shkalim, Taklin Atikin, Old Shkalim, Kinin V'Gozalei Ola, those are two more boxes, Eitzim, Levona, Zahav V'Kaporet, and Shishal V'Nedava, six Nedava boxes. What are they for? Taklin Charetin, Shebuchol Shana V'Shana, that's for the new collection of Machzir HaShekel. Atikin, what's that? Mishaloi V'Yishtakad, Shokel Shana Ba. If you missed last year, you put that money into that one from the previous year. Kinin, Hain Torin, according to this first opinion, Kinin is going to be the older birds. Gozalei Ola is Hain B'nei Ona, goes to the younger birds. Kulan Olot, they're all Olot, in which these are all voluntary offerings, the Divrei Yehuda. Vechachamim disagree, and they say, Kinim is a Chad Chatat v'Chad Ola. The money goes there for a regular Kain. One is a Chatat, one's an Ola. Gozalei Ola is Kulan Olot. Okay, Tani, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. He says that they did not have a collection box for kinim because of the tarovet problem, meaning that there's chatat money and asha and ola money mixed in there. Let's say that one of the women who donated it died, then you have a chatat meta mixed in, and then all the birds then become pasul. Tani, Haisha, Shamra Hare Alai Kain. If a woman says, I'm going to bring a Kain, Mviyad Dme Kain, Vonobe Shofar, she puts the money in there, Mashkeran Vochelet Bekodshim, and she can eat Kodshim right away. She does not concern that the Kohen then was lazy about getting the bird and bringing it. The Kohen doesn't have to worry that there's Dme Chataot Metot here. In other words, the Kohanim would take care of that money right away. Mashkevet may mean the next morning. Homer Hare Alai Eitzim. If a person commits to bring Eitzim. Now, this is similar to the Mishnah at the end of Menachot. Give minimal donations for a particular obligation. So if you say Eitzim, Lo Yifchot Mishnei Gzirin, you have to bring at least two boards. Levona, Lo Yifchot Mi Kometz, bring at least one Kometz of Levona. Zahav, Lo Yifchot Mi Dinar Zahav. So if you say gold, that's to be at least the Dinar Zahav. Shishal and Adava. So what's that? What would they do with the money in there? They'd use it by olot. The pelts go to the kohanim. The meat all goes to God. So this is perhaps the oldest midrash quoted. Asham hu ladonai. Asham asham ladonai. What does that mean? Zakal kol shuba mishum chait mishem ashma lakach baolot. So Hashem varot lakohanim. Anything that comes for an asham. Meaning, you have an asham then there's a surplus. Motar asham won't become olot. So you buy olot. What happens? It all goes to God, except that the pelts go to the kohanim. So therefore, that's why you're able to fill both psukim. Asham ladunai v'asham lakohen. The kohanim you. That the money of ashamot go to the kohanim. How do they go to the kohanim? Because the orot of the olah goes to the kohanim. Biyosef Rabbi Blunomar. Rabbi Babar Mamal Bai, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal asked, Amar Hare Alai Eitz, not Eitzim, but Eitz. Mevi Gizar Chad, you bring one log. Rabbi Lazar, he says, Manita Marakin, we have a bright to support in that. Zek Korban Fnatsmo, because each of the two logs is a separate Korban, so you could bring one as a Korban. And in Taman, as we had the Mishnah Yoma, Shtaim Bi Adam Shtek Gizre Eitzim. When you have the Kohanim in the morning bringing their bit, the lottery, so you have two Kohanim, each one bringing one log. And they're bringing it simply to add on to the Itzim. And therefore you see that one log is a Korban. Shimon Levi Amar. Ovyan, how about the logs? How thick were they? Kimchukot. The thickness of them was as thick as a stick used, machokot, like by someone who's erasing an account. So it's not very thick. V'yorkan amah gemudah, and the length is a tight amah. V'chonim shem biyami kamin tortani. He describes it as a particular kind of a stick, like a scale stick. The reason for that was because the spot of the ma'aracha on the Mizbeach was one amah by one amah. So all there was a small amah to put the wood. V'tani kein, we have a brayta that says that. Amah yisod, there's one amah of yisod around the bottom of the Mizbeach. Amah sovev, a few amot up, there's the sovev, which is also one amah thick, wide. Amah karkov and amah karnot. So each of these steps along the rising of the Mizbeach was only one amah out. Okay, the Mishnah said, Levona lo yifchot mikomets. Let's give it a list of komets. The Markan Azkara, Marlaman Azkara. In the Levona, we have an Azkara. In the Lechem HaPanim, and we have an Azkara mention of the komets of a Minchat Chatat. Ma Azkara Murlalan Malo komets. Avkar Malo komets. So therefore, just like the Azkara of a regular Mincha is a full komets, the same thing Levona has if you have full komets. Ma Azkara Murlalan Shnei Kvatzim. But with a regular Mincha, there's two of them. The komets Levona and komets of the flower. Avkar Shnei Kvatzim. Actually, they learned the komets from Lechem HaPanim. And Lechem HaPanim is one komets per bezach. Lan komets achaser pasul. Avkan komets achaser pasul. And parenthetically, we know that if it's missing, if it's deficient, then it's pasul. But it's only one. Riosa milted Rabbi Ila Amra. I mean, Adev Minacham and Viabakum social coin gadol. He said, based on that, you'd have to bring a mincha based on, you have to bring levona based on the biggest, the coin gadol here doesn't mean coin hagadol, but rather the biggest coin's hands. So that you'd make sure not to bring one that's chaser and therefore pasul, as we just saw. No, you could bring it based on your size, and that's called not chaser. Okay, zahav, lo yifchot midinar zahav. Lazavushis kirtsua, that's all if you mentioned a coin. Lazavushis kirtsua, if you just said gold, maybe afilu tsinarai, you could bring a thin little piece of gold. Why is there six nedavah boxes? Because there were six batei avot. Every mishmeret was divided into six batei avot, so they're week. They divided up the 6 days of the week. New avodah Shabbat they all work. Bar Padya Amar, keneged sheish behemot, correspond to the six animals that are used in the mikdash for korbanot. Parva, egel, usir, ayal, ayil, ugdi, vatale. Shmuel Amar, keneged sheish korbanot. Six kind of korbanot. Kinezavim, kinezavot, that's one. Kinei oldot, two. Chatot, anashamot, amrachot, vasiri taifa. He says it's a pragmatic reason. There's just a lot of money coming into Nedavah. They put in more boxes for the Nedavah. So now we have a drasha. What does that mean? They brought more than one Nedavah. This is in the famous Perek HaBayit. And Malachim Bet. There was only one. They should make one Aron. So that's one nedavat. They put the collection box outside. Because so tmeim could donate. In other words, they would not make this out of silver or gold, and therefore it was put outside. Okay, we'll put up pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the study of the seventh parak in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.